I'll repeat myself. After this would be true, there must be 50 ways to be the 50 ways to be the lover. Just without that. Change your mind when you hit your 20s. But I appreciate it. It's a, you know, it's a strange, it's been a kind of a strange and interesting experience to announce that you're doing your final tour, and then you proceed along, and you know, some nights it feels like I'm doing a show and it's just a regular show, and then some nights, and I can't predict it, all of a sudden I realize, yeah, man, that's like, these are the final iterations of these songs. Anyway, I like the idea of the finality of, because it's very liberating, you know. I don't intend to stop writing music, but I like to take some time and think a little bit and look around the world for a while. Most most of these songs you're going to be familiar with. They're trying to play most of the ones that you, you know, were the favorites. A couple of them you might be less familiar with, but the rhythm songs, anyway, they were meant for people to get up and dance. So if that urge, you know, overtakes you, then, you know, by all means, you know, satisfy the urge. And keep in mind that the people sitting behind you may be urgeless. But anyway, I'm on your side, so here we go.
Oh, Thank you.
Guitar, and I asked him to teach me the chords of the songs that I was listening to on the radio. My father was a musician, he was a bass player. And the chords of the songs that I liked, I mean, turned out to be they all had the same chords, you know, it was like. Somewhere towards the end of the decade, I'm talking about the 50s here. Towards the end of the decade, rock and roll got real stupid. And I know maybe it's because it was so great in the middle of the decade, middle of the time, middle 50s, you know, such an explosion of talent. It was incredible. incredible, you know. But anyway, by the end of the decade, turning into the 60s, I traded in my electric guitar and I got an acoustic guitar, and I moved to England. And there I was, you know, hanging around in the folk scene in England. And I learned how to Travis pick. And I used to write songs then, and I'd make up little guitar figures at the top of the song, you know, like. Songs that were, you know, hits in the 60s that I made with Artie. By the time we got to the 70s, I realized, hey, just because I write a song on the guitar doesn't mean I have to make the record on the guitar. I could put it onto piano. And so here comes Bridge Over Troubled Water, and Still Crazy After All These Years. Anyway, I'm not going to go through all the decades anymore. You're just keep boring you with it. And then in the 80s, I'm sure you're all familiar with it. But a couple of years ago, I was finishing up an album, and I'm just like walking around saying, what could I do? Hey, this sounds pretty good itself, right? I said, I like this, and I like the tempo. I said, now, I just need a guitar line. Yeah. There it was. Maybe a little potato channel. Thank you. father eliminating the ages. Well, the father has a breakdown, and he has to leave the family, but he really won't go home. Or some sort of car chase, and a race across the rooftops, where the father sees the children, and holds them all so close. And I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. Anyway, to Kingston, Jamaica, man.
Thank you.
The strangest song title that I ever wrote is Renee and Georgia would greet with their dog after the war. And I'll tell you how I came to write that song. I was heading out to do a festival in California in the early 80s, which I was going to do a duet with Joan Baez. And we were rehearsing at her house, and then she had to go and take a phone call, so I took one of her books down from her shelf, and it was the great surrealist painter Rene Magritte. So I'm looking at the paintings, which I love, and then there's this photograph, and the caption is Rene and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war. And I say to myself, what a great title for a song. Except what can that song possibly be about, you know? So I think, well, he's a surrealist, so this song could be about anything. Could be about anything. So as I'm writing the song, I introduce these vocal groups that I love from the 50s, the Penguins and the Moonglows, the Orioles, the Five Satins, all these doo-wop groups from the 50s that I loved. And I put them all together, and I have no idea what this song means. And this is Renee and Georgia Magritte with their dog after the war.
day at Georgia memory with her dog after the war. We're dying with the power lit and they peeked in their bedroom door. But what do you think they found hidden away in the cabinet cold on their hearts? The pavement, the moon glows, the oils and the fire signs. For now and ever after, as it was before, Renee and Georgia lived with that dog after the war. Thank you.
live music.
The next song, Church. I've had a strange relationship with this song ever since I wrote it. I wrote it a long time ago, and when I finished it, I immediately gave it away. So I never really sang it, and well, through the years, occasionally I try it, but I never found a way. I never really felt like it was my song because others had, they possessed it so perfectly. But now, final tour and all, I'm going to reclaim my lost time.
Darkness comes and pain.
so much. Passed away last summer. Vincent played on every album from The Rhythm of the Saints all the way up until In the Blue Light, which came out yesterday. And his playing and his inventiveness, I mean, I couldn't have written many of those songs had it not been for Vincent's ideas. And I really despaired that we could even play those songs again without Vincent, but fortunately, Mark and Jamie met an extraordinarily talented young musician from Nigeria, Biodun Kuti. And I don't know whether he's channeling Vincent or Vincent is channeling Biodun, or whether they're both so deeply, you know, rooted in the West African soil, but whatever it is, it's been a great burst of energy for our band with, to have Biodun with us. Here's a song. Here's a song from the Rhythm of the Saints album, Spirit Voices.
All of these spirit forces move the night.
He wrote this book, Half Earth, and I was very impressed with the book. I was moved by it. Essentially, what he's saying, he lays out a plan that will enable us to ecologically save our planet. So, Remember his name, Google him up, Edward Wilson, Half Earth, particularly pertinent to people who live in the Southeast. It's the most biodiverse region in the entire country and one of the most fragile. So, check them out. See if you can help, if you can. This song is called Questions for the Angels. A pilgrim on a pilgrimage walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. His sneakers torn in the hour when the homeless moved their cardboard blankets. And the new day is born. Folded in his backpack pocket, the questions that he copied from his heart. Who am I in this frightened world? Where will I make my bed tonight? Twilight turns to dawn. Every human on the planet and all the buildings on it should disappear. Would a zebra grazing in the African savannah care enough to shed one zebra tear?
Thank you.
Thank you.
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each child loves the same dream, the movies in the factories. Every stranger reminds me songs again, play the game and pretend. Mm-hmm. All my words come back to me, shades of me, heart, and emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. I wish I was home bound.
fall humbles such a process. All eyes in jest, still a man hears what wants to hear, disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet tunnel of the railway station of escape. Lady Lord, seeking out the poor waters where the ragged people go, looking for the places where the river sank.
guitars and drums, this is Jim Oblong. Come on the ship they called the Big Flower. We come on the ship to sail. We come in the ages, most uncertain hours, and sing an American tune. Oh, I'm rolling, yeah, it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying to get some rest.
Thank you.
on the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walk alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Beneath the halo of a street lamp, I turn my collar to the cold and the damp. When my eyes are stared by the flash of a neon light, and spent on a night, and touch the sound of silence. Thank you.